A lecturer in economics at the University of Cape Coast, Dr. John Gatti, says the Ghana Union Traders Association, importers and exporters and other trade groups, as well as public servants, should exercise restraint and dialogue as dispassionately with government to avoid budget overrun in this election year. He told Radio Ghana that even if there are cases of double taxation, strikes or demonstrations are not the solution. Channels for redress are there for the concerned groups to use. He spoke to George Ankra.
We have been talking about integration and its benefits within the West African zone for a long time. And it's also apparent that we are more and more depending on one another in the zone. For example, we do know that in our property market, Nigerians dominate. Anything that happens in Nigeria affects the flow of capital to invest in properties in the country. Perhaps that's one of the reasons why the property market is actually going down. So it's very clear that we depend on one another in the zone. Therefore, if a common tax policy is adopted by the West African zone, it is left with the individual managers in the countries to explain and engage the various holders to understand what it meant to do. I believe that government engage the shippers, Kuta, and other interested parties about this for over 2 years. If indeed that was not done, then I think these people should come very clearly and indicate. But if they were engaged in, as I suspect, then I do not think that they should all agree at the point in time when the thing comes to implementation stage, then we are getting into a situation of strike and demonstration and the rest. It will not help all of us.
Dr. Gatti, when we talk of ECOWAS, we share uniformity in tax administration. Is it easy or possible for Ghana alone to say that because of this agitation, they want to reduce or review their tax?
You cannot review it alone, because that to me like you are undermining the entire ECOWAS block. And what it meant to achieve, you are definitely undermining. That is why I think to go back to the genesis of the entire tax policy process within the ECOWAS zone, where all these people engaged in touching, did they understand, were there some green lights during the stakeholder engagement process? Why are they now coming against it when it comes to implementation? So that we know who is actually undermining the good faith that they had from the beginning.
So what advice would you want to give us, especially those who are coming out with the agitation? Why are we always running away from paying taxes? And why is it that it is only in election years that people want to take advantage of the situation?
That is worrying, because some of the election year overrun that we talk about, it is as a result of government responding to this kind of agitation and demand from all stakeholders across board in the country. And that definitely leads into deficit and becomes economic and financial problem for the country. So all these people ought to understand it before they take their stance. Government ought to be encouraged. Already, government has taken a lot of bold steps to restructure the fiscal front of the country. There is no need to go back. Government should rather be encouraged this time. People should see some good